Welcome to another JPR Live session. My guest today is Youssoufa Sidibe, Grammy-nominated Senegalese master kora player. He studied at the National Conservatory of Music in Senegal. He shared stages across the world with India Ari, Bela Fleck and the Flecktones, Michael Kang of String Cheese Incident, recorded with Charles Neville, Midnight, Madis Yahu, Michael Franti. So excited to have you here playing for us live. And he's taking time out of his day today ahead of a show in Ashland at the Ashland Methodist Church. Thank you, Youssoufa, for being here and welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
I'd love to start with some geography and a little talk about home, because you're from a place very different from here in the Rogue Valley. Senegal is your home, right, originally?
Yes, Senegal, West Africa.
Yeah, and you've been in the States for a while. You've told me that you sort of migrated to Massachusetts, which is also a little different climate than here. And now Hawaii is home on Maui.
Yeah.
That's really neat. How long have you been in Hawaii?
In Hawaii, I've been going there for 15 years because every winter I tend to book shows over there because it's warm, you know. Mm-hmm. Massachusetts, a little cold. So I developed lots of connection there, and I know a lot of people. So during the pandemic, I ended up to do a tour over there, and I stayed there. During the whole pandemic, I was there. And it's been 3 years. Three years that I've been living there full time.
And there seems to be a really interesting connection between Senegal and Maui. What are some of the similarities that we were just talking about?
First of all, we in the same latitude. I don't know how you say that, like equator, right?
You're in the tropics.
Tropics. So, and the same plants grow both places. And we noticed that lots of the fruit trees, you know, are and flowers and big tree, acacia trees and all that are from Africa. So I can relate to it. I can feel it because the plants are really, really powerful. They give us oxygen. So wherever you're born, you connect with the trees and the plants because you breathe, right? And those are your family. They're like connected to you that way. So that's why I love it over there.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
If you are not familiar, you can't place in your brain Senegal on the map. I looked it up. If you imagine the continent of Africa being the elephant head, it's the west coast sort of earlobe, right kind of near the Sahara. And is it beach like Maui, or is there a desert that touches the country as well?
Yeah, there's both. Both. Yeah, we have the ocean. I was born in Dakar. So basically Senegal is at the northwest, around Morocco up there. And we have a little bit of the desert, and we have also the Atlantic Ocean. So sometimes I say it's like from New York is 7 hours direct flight to Senegal. It's not far at all. And I would say like from Manhattan, it's like cross the street to Senegal. So that's how close.
Okay.
So.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, your music is deeply informed by the place that you're from, and we'd love to hear some music. Are you ready to play us a song?
Oh, yeah, sure, yes. Yes. Thank you.
Youssoupha Sidibe live on JPR, sharing his kora playing and Senegalese roots, visiting us from Hawaii. That was beautiful. Thank you. You can find out more about Youssoupha at his website, youssouphasidibe.com, YOUSSOUPHASIDIBE.com. Wow. Well, that was beautiful. And I want to point out to our listeners, if you couldn't tell through the airwaves, what you're hearing is not a Western six-string guitar. This is a really beautiful ancient traditional instrument from Africa. This is a kora. Can you tell us a little bit about its history and what drew you to it?
Yes, this is the kora. It's a traditional African instrument, traditional harp, and it gets 21 strings, 10 to the right and 11 to the left. And he was created at the end of the 18th century in Gabu. It's a region in Guinea-Bissau, is next to Senegal, and the south of Senegal, also close to Mali and Gambia. And at the end of the 20th centuries, it travels all over West Africa. So that's where he was born. And you can find it in Senegal, Guinea, Gambia, Mali. So they all play the kora, but they all have different kind of styles.
Mm-hmm. And it played a pretty important role, right? There was a role, I think this is the right word, griot, like a storyteller, yeah, or historians would use this to tell stories through song?
Yes. Yeah, basically, this is our school, you know, because we didn't have like a written school itself, but we use the instruments that we have to play music and tell the story to the children. So that's what we consider our school. It's like oral school. Mm-hmm. So you get also examples of sounds and songs that specifically is for something. For example, if a war happens and you have a warrior, like a king, that really fight for the people and did like well, we usually create a song for that. Or if something sad happened, we create a song for that. Basically, the instruments are very close to us because, you know, it's like an instrument that helps us survive as people, because our condition and our way of life and our history, and with all the tribulations, all these instruments that we have helped us like heal in the daily basis. That's why we have a lot of songs. Like for example, in Senegal, we have 25 different ethnic groups, and each ethnic group has their own language. So, plus they have their own kind of instrument and their own songs. So that means if you come to Senegal, you're gonna hear so much music from all these different people, and they have all different languages. And we all, you know, live together in harmony. And I believe personally that really helps us survive until today. If we didn't have this instrument, I don't think we would survive, because we have, like, as you know, the outside influences that came for different reasons. And we have to have relationship with them, which was not always, until today, not really healthy relationships that we're still trying to figure it out, mm-hmm, how we can do this. But I believe that the music really helps us. That's why you see African, when you say African, you think music, right? Dance, African dance, you know, everything. For example, the djembe, everybody in the world knows djembe. Why? Because djembe has traveled the world. Silently, like everybody wants a djembe. Everybody knows a djembe. And djembe is from Africa. And djembe is like, sometimes I ask djembe myself, because I am a djembe, because I left Africa and traveled the world, right? Just like the djembe, like a drum. So I asked the djembe, like, where you been? Be like, I've been everywhere, man. I've been like all over the world. You know, they love me. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. They love you. Yes, they love me. Everywhere I go, they carry me and they play me. You know, I bring the happiness. Everybody, okay, I'm going to go to the African dance. And I make people dance. I've been to China too, you know. I've been to Japan. I've been to Australia, everywhere. So this is Africa going all over the world before our eyes. I see that and I'm like, this is beautiful. Because if you love djembe, you gotta love me as an African because that's me, right? You cannot love djembe without loving me. That makes no sense. So then that's a tool for us to open the world's heart to the African because being an African, it's something like really, how can I say that? It's amazing first. But also, it's not always easy, right? Because you have to deal with certain things, right? But at the same time, if you rise above all those things, use your instruments again. Because the instrument means you need the instrument for something. So our instruments are the ones that bring our ancestors back to us and help us.
So a Western mind might hear that you studied at a national conservatory. And I, of course, my mind, I think, you know, pianos and guitars and things. But so for you, that would probably have meant the kora and the djembe. Was it a school studying the traditional instruments?
Yes. Yeah, we have a traditional department for traditional music. So you can go in there and learn kora, djembe, balafon, riti, flute, all the African instrument. And it's part of your studies. I was studying also piano and theory, music theory, how to write music and everything. Mm-hmm. So it's all part of it. And it's amazing school, you know. It's like really like opens everything. So if you have that education of like theory, musical, so you can basically play with any kind of musician and any kind of music. So that's where I come from myself. That's why I'm able to navigate through different music genres and I can bring the kora in there and try. I always try things, you know. So it's like possible to do, you know. Mm. Yeah.
My guest today for this JPR live session is Yusufa Sidibe. Do you have another song for us?
Yes.
Thank you.
Always. Akasa. Mesa bige kuma fa me numbak falo nu yongo fa falo fa. Mais sabige kuma fal
may numba far nu yongo far to ba fall may so big e kuma fall over 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 may so big e kuma fall may numba fall may numba fall may nu le fall 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 Bamba ke tu ba fa 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 lo va je ba to la ilaha illallah Jilo guri ala yira way Jibatu la ilaha ilala 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 La ilaha ilala La ilaha illa La ilaha illa La ilaha illa La ilaha Ilala La ilaha Ilala La ilaha Ilala La ilaha Ilala
Yusufa Sidibe live in JPR Steve Nelson Performance Studio. Wow, what?
Akasa.
What? Akasa. What language is that? What language are you singing to us in?
I'm singing in my language, and Akasa means amazing.
Akasa.
Yeah, when we feel happy, we say Akasa.
Akasa.
Yes, Akasa. It just opens our heart, like, you know? So, we have these callings that, like,
when you have a happy moment, because, you know, every day you can have a happy moment, even though you might be sad, but there is happy moments. So we tend to celebrate Akasa. We're like, yo, Akasa, yeah, it brings us some kind of joy. So, but what I was singing about my spiritual master. I'm part of a Sufi community, and we have, a big Sufi community all over the world, and we have a holy city in Senegal. We are 95% Muslim in Senegal, and the holy city is called Touba. And it's get a library of a lot of books that my teacher, spiritual master, wrote. They say it's like it's 7.5 tons of books. Wow. Like this is like a story that was happening with the French colonization and its time. So, but the holy city is really happening, and is a sovereign nation, and we tend to be rooted in our roots, our community, and we work and we pray and we worship. So that's what I was singing about. La ilaha illallah. It means God is the highest power.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
So there's a type of the music is very deeply rooted in Sufism. It's sort of part of the it's part of the sacred practice.
Yeah.
And there was a kind of song called Sufi Kirtan.
Yes.
That seemed really interesting. Could you explain what that is? It's like a call and response,
yes,
sort of chanting?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's the kind of music I do, basically. Mm-hmm. It's a call and response. It's just chanting the name of God over and over. And people respond. So while you're doing it, it's like you're building the vibration, and you're building the sound, and you're building the opening, right? Because you could open by every religion that practice, they tend to chant. You have music in there, and mm-hmm. they tend to chant, and it opens the heart and bring the peoples together. Because when you sing together, you get very intimate, yeah? Because music is like, it's something that is really deeply connect us, because it travels. If we could see the sound wave, it's not like I'm playing over here and you can hear it over there. No, it's something is happening in between you and me, because there is a sound waves, like you could imagine, it's like maybe like rainbow waves going, and they're coming into your ears, and you can hear. That's how you hear.
Mm-hmm.
So scientifically, you know, they talk about that. So then the fact that we can connect that way, you know, help us to just be together without no boundaries of religion or any political or anything. We just singing and dancing. And I believe that this is what we supposed to be doing in this world. We came here to sing and dance and connect and love each other. You know, all the rest is just details, you know, because whatever else that we're looking for is not the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
The right thing is like we look at each other and we tell each other the truth, and we live the truth, and we do fair trade. And the world, there's no problem, yeah?
True.
Yeah.
So the roots of your music is deeply spiritual and connected to the culture.
Yeah.
And how does the experience translate? I mean, are there really sort of specifically spiritual gatherings where you're playing music versus you've played some really large stages with like maybe festivals with Modest Yahoo and Midnight,
yes,
and these large performances? How does it translate? Is the experience for you much different musically?
No, I don't think there is a difference, because where there is people, there's God anywhere. So that means like there's no separation, you know? And religion is not like something that is meant to separate us. It's like meant to bring us together, right? So if for a different kind of community, religious community, want to do something with me, I'm not going to say no, right? So for instance, with the collaboration with Mattis Yahoo, I just happened to play a gig, and he was there. So he is playing alone, and I'm playing alone, right? But he was fascinated with my instrument, and he asked me to come play with him after I was done. And I was like, you know, okay, yeah. But I'm looking at him, and I'm seeing a Hasidic Jew, right? So I'm trying to understand, okay, sure, let's do it, but I don't know what we're going to do. And I'm looking, I've never seen him, I don't know who he is, and I'm like, yes, sure. So, okay, he's like, okay, just start playing, and I'm going to sing. I'm like, okay. So I just start playing, and the man start beatboxing. I was like, like, oh my God. So the kids, they were like international kids that were there from all over. There was like, you know, from kids from Israel, from Palestine, from all over the world, just like come together in a camp. So they wanted diversity. They wanted Sufi. They wanted Hebrew. They want everybody. So by saying yes after, it was amazing. So he invited me to record on this album. So I end up having a gold disc. Like, I mean, a gold disc. Like, that's huge. Mm-hmm. So he gave me a gold disc, right? From that, and a Grammy nominated. So I'm like, this is what life is about. And he called the song Shalom Salam. That means peace and peace. So this is who we are. We are just people. And we meant to love each other and not no condition, you know. So
Yusufa Sidibe is my guest for a live session here at JPR. You can find his music and his tour dates and more information at yusufasidibe.com. We'd love to hear another tune.
Yeah.
You know, what would you like to play for us? And maybe what's it about?
I'm gonna play Helcom. Helcom is a community farm that we have in Senegal. The son of our spiritual master, Cheikh Amadou Bamba, his name, Serigne Saliou Mbake, initiated a community farm. So we all went there and really farm and work the land and transform the land. And because he thought like we need more agriculture so we can like be self-sufficient, because we have the land and it's fertile, and anything you plant, it grows. So we should be able to be sustainable. So that's the talk today in Africa. So we can basically have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Simple. Kasa.
Chey bileton moko ya tute yanyulo nyunan ko helko yenulen goplen bachelen buken tai Yeser sale umbake moñu ko halalo fa helkom jaga Bajeleno bajeleno majeleno bajeleno Ge Gireum Africa. Linyu war moy bolon. Ligay sunure. Fahel kom jago. Helcom, 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 tolu hewala, tolu hewala. Tolu hewala, Akasa Val, Cheikh Baye Gor ñi fal, ñongi ñaan fal di la ñaan yal na ñaan fal li nango wa ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. Akasa.
That is Yusufa Sidibe. Thank you so much for being with us. Yusufa is playing tonight in Ashland at the Ashland Methodist Church. Showtime is 7:30. You can find tickets and information at brightstarevents.net. You can find tickets at the Music Coop in Ashland. There will also be tickets available at the door. Beautiful kora playing and Senegalese music, traditional music. Will you have any guests with you musically tonight?
Yes. I'm going to have a cello player.
Beautiful.
Yeah, his name is Paul, and he's local, like from Ashland.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing with us today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Photos and audio from our live session today with Yusufa Sidibe will be available on our website later today and archived as well on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher. This session is engineered by John Griffin and co-schemed by Open Air Music Director Dave Jackson. Thanks so much for listening. Open Air will continue right after this.